Joining us in the studio now is Angelique Edgerton from the Cook County Invasives Team. The Invasives Team works to control the introduction and spread of invasive species across our county. Good morning, Angelique.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. It's good to have you in. First, for those that may not know, what is the Cook County Invasives Species Team?
Yeah, so, well, I guess as you kind of said, we work to prevent the introduction of new invasive species and control the invasive species that we do currently have. And so it's this collaborative effort or partnership between different local, state, federal, tribal, and nonprofit agencies and organizations who are all invested in this issue and cause.
Yeah. I have a question about invasives that you're concerned about or may pay more attention to, or what you think may be bigger problems as spring comes along here.
Yeah, one of our big new species is Dalmatian toadflax, and looks similar to a snapdragon if you think of the flower and the general plant, but it's larger. It's several feet tall, and it has little yellow snapdragon-like flowers. And there's some of it down in Lutzen along Highway 61. And this is on the Minnesota Department of Agriculture's list for plants that we need to eradicate. It's a very invasive plant, and we don't have very much of it in the state. And Cook County is one of the lucky two counties to have it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You know, most invasive plants tend to do well on disturbed areas that have a lot of human traffic. So
right.
So this summer, the Cook County Invasives Team, MnDOT, and the Minnesota Department of Agriculture are going to sort of pair up to do some initial inventory in May. We're all going to get together and scour the area. And then hopefully in the fall and summer, we will do some follow-up removal and treatment.
Great. I know you did some great removals around our area along Highway 61 and in town here last year, and had a lot of volunteers turn out to help with that.
Yeah, that was great.
Yeah. Any mention another invasive that you're on the lookout for this year, or that seems to be an ongoing problem?
Yeah. Well, spotted knapweed is one that we've seen more of in Grand Marais. And that's one that we tried to remove in certain areas last summer through several community days. That, if you're not familiar with it, it grows to be a couple feet tall. Its flowers are purple, pink, kind of like a thistle flower, but a little bit more delicate, a little bit smaller.
Okay.
I guess its general form sort of resembles a tumbleweed structure.
Sure.
But that's when you should be on the lookout for, maybe look it up online, and then be careful if you do want to remove it. Some people find it irritating upon contact.
Okay.
So wear gloves.
Do you have photos of or links to these on your website?
We do.
Okay.
Yes.
And what's the website?
CookCountyInvasives.org.
Okay. We're talking with Angelique Edgerton. She's a coordinator of the Cook County Invasives Team. She's gearing up for an attack season here on our invasives in Cook County. Is there anything else you'd like to add, Angelique?
Well, I guess I just want to encourage everyone to, if you have any questions regarding invasive species, or if you think you have something on your land, feel free to contact me. You can give me a call or send me an email. It's my job to help the community with these invasive species, and I'm more than willing and happy to answer any personal questions.
If you want more information, Angelique is available at 387-3772 or again on their website at cookcountyinvasives.org. Angelique, thanks for coming in today, and we look forward to talking to you throughout the summer.
Thank you.
This interview is part of WTIP's Exploration of Environmental Stewardship. The series is funded in part by the Wharton and Family Fund and the Global Awareness Fund of the Duluth Superior Area Community Foundation.